drastically colder as Arctic air moves into the area, the coldest air by far of the season. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Come on in here, pussycat.
Who's that fellow over there, Rusty? Who is that?
That's Carl Childers. You know Carl, don't you?
The guy that eats the taters?
I like them French fried taters.
Hey, Carl, what are you bringing the cat in here for?
It's my little pussycat. I brought him in here to watch y'all do the show.
Well, did you leave your French fried taters outside the door there?
Way out there on the front porch.
Go on out there and get them in there.
All right, then.
Lock that cat out that door.
Come on there, pussycat. Why'd you do that for? Why'd you slam the door on your tail for? He's just a little fella.
What happened?
I think you shut the door on the cat's tail.
Is the cat all right? His tail cut off. Why'd you do that fur?
I think he cut his cat's tail off. I don't know. Is there a vet in the house?
I don't know. Hey, Matthew, go get the ambulance.
The cat ambulance.
The cat ambulance.
I'm going to take him up to the nervous hospital. Some folks call it the insane asylum. I call it the nervous hospital.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Earnest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Earnest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Earnest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Earnest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
And I have to put in here that no pussycats were harmed.
From our super secret studios, next to the grease rack in a local transmission repair shop, It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the lustrous potentate of paper money, the Boy Scout who won't freak out, the man who would never, ever take the last piece of chicken, but he would Rojambo you for it. It's David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty.
Yes, sir. And
man,
I forgot I was pre-recorded there.
I thought it was the robot.
You don't look
like a robot.
The robot's on the fritz, man.
We'll
have that fixed by Monday, I hope.
Well, yeah.
But you know the little pussycat that we hired this little pussycat actor to come in here and do that. And
that was good.
No pussycats were harmed.
No, we don't. We definitely don't want to be harming any animals on our show.
I've always, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Well, yeah, I would, because they're nasty. But a fly and a pussycat's different.
That's the way
right.
It goes.
So how you doing, man? Friday, and everybody's like, what are they doing on the radio Friday? Because usually we kind of take Friday off.
Yeah, so you can call us at 272-9228 on this Friday.
Yes, you can. And we've got that Folk Rally's pizza.
Yeah, we're giving away pizza tonight.
Yeah.
This is a good weekend.
And, you know, we talked about this. We just hadn't done it. I would like to see if there's any interest in it. Some of these things that we do, the little bits and stuff like Carl and all that, we talked about maybe getting some jump drives.
Yeah.
And sticking, I don't know, a few of them on there and giving those away.
That would be good.
You know, then you could have them to listen to at your leisure or to...
Well, if they don't have any interest in that, maybe they'll have some interest in me helping them make interest.
Interest in interest is always interesting to me because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about with your retirement plan.
David looks after your interests.
Always.
So there you go.
I love making interest when I'm looking after your interests. I'm always earnest about doing that. Tonight, we're going to talk about couples and how they work together with retirement plans.
You know, we were talking about that, and my lovely wife, Donna, is here with us tonight. Well, she's downstairs. She was looking at a book she wanted to read.
Well, you can bring her up here.
Well, I was going to ask her, because she won't be on the radio. She won't do it. She just will not do it. But you were asking me a while ago, we have been married for 36 years.
Yeah.
And we've always worked together.
Well, that's what it takes.
But bless her heart, over the past 4 years, because I've had some sickness over the past 4 years.
Right.
And she has just gone above and beyond taking care of me.
Well, she loves you.
Well, I know she ain't right. but she does take good care of me. And because if it wasn't for her, I probably would be... I would, seriously, and I'm not trying.
Well, you know, they say, and when they are the scientists that do the studies and stuff, they say that married men live longer than unmarried men.
Mm. Well, if it wasn't for her, I'd probably be dead by now.
But the weird part is that married women don't.
Mm-hmm. So I heard somebody say, how come married men don't live as long as their wives? And somebody said, because they don't want to. But that would be a whole different thing.
That's another story.
Yeah. And this past 4 years, as I said, I think it's really brought us closer together because we really spend, I try to spend as much time with her as I can because she works. And I'm a layabout. You know, I'm just kind of a bum. But
no, you're not.
She's very, very good.
You got a lot of good talents.
They say I got a soft heart, and it goes with the soft head that I have. You know, that little place they tell you not to mash into baby's head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mine never got harder.
It never came back together.
It's like a watermelon. You stick your finger right in it.
Oh, be careful.
You ever found that one guy? I'm that guy. Like, you know, where's that soft spot in the baby's head? Why? Well, in case I have to grab it by the head, I don't want to, if it tries to bite me. If it tries to bite me, I don't want to have to grab it in the head and hit the soft spot.
Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah. They have to go through a lot and be born and everything. And,
you got to have a soft spot in your head to the radio.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So tonight, I'll get on track here in a minute.
There you go.
That's the good thing about having what I call a stand-up comic on the show with me.
Well, I've done that, and I don't know why I did it, but it was fun, and I had a good...
But I'm glad you're still doing it.
Do you know I actually was offered a job to do that and go travel? Yeah, but I wanted to stay married. Because
that does mess up a marriage.
Stay in the road.
On the road.
And so I stayed here.
Yeah.
But we did go on the road, Donna and I, with the radio.
Oh,
we traveled for about 10 years around the country.
Really?
Yeah, we went to Dothan, which in itself is like a worldwide tour right there.
I know.
Then we went to Texas, and then we went to Spokane, Washington, of all places.
That's another planet.
And I'm thinking I ain't getting no job on the radio in Spokane, Washington, because I sound like Lil Abner. But they loved me up there because they said, "Well, everybody knows who you are."
Accent.
You open your mouth, they're going to know who you are.
Oh, yeah, they probably love it.
Yeah, we had a ball up there.
Yeah. So, tonight, do couples work together to prepare for retirement?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this subject, and it's very easy sometimes for couples to talk to each other, and sometimes it's very difficult. And it's all about personalities and how they relate to each other. The old-timey couples, like years and years ago, you know, it was almost standard procedure, I guess you could say. And it wasn't because the men were mean or bad or non-understanding. It was just the the way times were, they did everything sort of like a dictatorship. You know, they would talk to their wives. But things have changed, and they should have changed, and I'm glad they did, because, you know, we're more of a democracy these days.
Yeah.
You're still going to have some people that are... Everybody's different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, our subject is, do couples work together to prepare for retirement? Which mm-hmm. comes from a Forbes article.
Yeah.
From July 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Communication between partners is not always easy. Today, individuals have more demands on their time than ever before. As a result, the division of labor is often an effective way to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it's true that it takes teamwork to make the dream work, mm-hmm. as mentioned in the Disney classic, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I know you like that.
You have to be careful when you say that. I didn't know that's where that came from, but that for those of you who do not know, that's where Dick Van Dyke is Caracatus Potts. And, that's a funny name, like playing off crackpot.
Uh-huh.
And he's an inventor, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's got these two kids and like his uncle or something.
Right, right.
And they find this old car, and
yeah.
the kids just want it to play on.
Uh-huh.
So he brings it home, and he makes like this super car, and it flies around.
All right.
And they have these big adventures. But and you know... I bet you don't know this. You might know this. You know who wrote that?
No.
Ian Fleming.
Really?
The guy who wrote the James Bond pictures.
Wow.
How about that?
You're full of knowledge.
It made me want to go home and watch it again.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what you have to do is with couples, I guess they kind of divide and conquer, and they both go at it from a different angle to work on the goal of
that's
the tournament.
Right. Yeah. That's right. They do. So it's like a marathon,
mm-hmm.
not a sprint,
no.
like a marathon. It's going to require discipline and consistency over long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new exercise plan or diet, it can be helpful to have a partner to help you stay on track.
Make you accountable.
Yeah, hold you accountable.
There you go.
Celebrate your successes together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, working as a team has its benefits. The change in time and structure of relationships and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also have, you know, its negatives. But the average age for first marriages for men and women has increased from 23 and 21 in 1960 to 29.5 and 27.4, respectively,
mm-hmm.
Very recently. And first-time marriages and other long-term relationships are often delayed. So these things, you know... They get somebody into a groove,
mm-hmm.
and they stay independent, and in this case, they go with that term, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I try to go by that, because a lot of times people will try to fix something that ain't broke
yeah.
and break it.
Right.
And it's worse off than you started.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it can be. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
It can be.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, it can be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, let the sleeping dogs lie. Don't wrestle a water buffalo. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You know that?
So, that may be true in some cases.
You don't want... Are there any water buffalo around?
I don't know.
So it's better to plan like a team rather than go at it alone.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right. So... Like I said, that may be true in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers at the University of Notre Dame and the University of Cambridge performed studies.
Mm-hmm. That's where that hunchback guy.
They need to do a study on that. I think that's not enough calcium or something. Studies on purchasing power patterns of couples who were married or in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The studies compared the type of purchases individuals made when couples had joint bank accounts versus mm-hmm. individual bank accounts. And the researchers found that individuals are more likely to make purchases for goods and services
mm-hmm.
that are practical versus those for pleasure when they share a bank account. Now, think about that one.
I'm a-thinking.
Well, just think about it.
I'm a-thinking.
They would have to answer to the other one.
Right.
If they're sharing bank accounts.
Well, Donna and I have a joint account.
Yeah.
I also have a separate account.
Mm-hmm.
But she has full access to it. And if she needs some money or something, she says, hey, I'm going to get some money out of your account.
Right.
And of course, I'm like, really? Why? And, you know, it's not for something frivolous. I mean, it's for, you know, make up a bill or go pick up some groceries or something, you know.
Exactly.
So one hand knows what the other one is doing.
Yeah. So, you know, these conversations, just like what you said, mm-hmm. you know, you're not alone. Everybody has a system.
Yes.
Okay? I'm sure, you know, most couples can remember the awkward conversations about spending, just like you just kind of said, like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what's it about? Why'd you take the money out of my account for?
Well, we have this problem where I might fix something on the computer.
Yeah.
And maybe I bought, I don't know, some virus antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the very small print, when you buy that, they got a thing on there. To make it easier for you, we will renew this next year at this time.
Uh-huh.
And Donna's always calling, why is there $100 going out of the account?
Yeah.
And so
I had that happen to me the other day.
And I
called them up and made them credit it
well,
back.
Well, that's what she usually
you
does.
Gotta, it's, they, most people, you know, a lot of times not going to go through the pain, and it's a big pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you just have to remember the systems are out to get you.
Yes, they are.
They're out to get you money. So sharing accounts and sensitive information may be more difficult, and they may not feel comfortable discussing assets due to the complex issues such as responsibilities for children, other mm-hmm. family members from prior relationships, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there was a study by the Pew Research Center showed that individuals between the ages of 55 and 64
uh-huh.
are the largest group to remarry. And this situation, in that many people nearing retirement may be involved in these joint decisions, making, you know, especially difficult for older people who have different ideologies, and it just causes all kinds of havoc.
Mm.
In other words, it's just a big change.
Yeah.
Because if they're between the ages of 55 and 64, the largest group to remarry,
yeah,
they're remarrying into a different system.
And yeah.
It just gets it all screwed up. They don't know which way's up or down.
And by that time, believe me, I know, by that time, you're pretty much set in your ways.
Don't you know
it? You know, I think if I just don't believe if Donna and I ever got unmarried,
yeah,
that I would ever get married again.
Well, I have similar feelings myself. I'm getting kind of old.
If me and Donna got unmarried, you wouldn't get married?
I'm looking at this. Yeah, that's true. 55 and 64. I'm 64, so in 65, I'll go past that day.
I'm just licking the window of the door of 60, so yeah, I'm right there.
You're right there.
That could be a real life change. I mean, what if you marry somebody, you like them, they're nice and everything, and hopefully you would go down to the courthouse and just get married, not have some big shebang. You know, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But say this other partner, they want to travel, and you're a homebody. All your stuff's there, and you don't want to go anywhere.
No.
And you know, what about that? What if they're big into volunteering, and they're always gone volunteering?
Oh, it could be a problem.
Yeah, that could
be a problem.
Could be bad.
And health thing.
That too.
You know?
That too.
All these
you
things.
You know, she's in an iron lung. And you're, no, I'm kidding.
You know, we can go on and on and on. And so these are all what we could call disconnections.
Mm-hmm.
They're more common than you might even guess.
Yeah.
Okay. A recent study by NerdWallet.com.
NerdWallet?
Yeah, they're nerds. That's they really wallet, get into this stuff. Study: money secrets and sluggish savings put couples' retirement dreams at risk.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a long name for a study.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
The study conducted online by Harris Poll reveals
mm-hmm.
that despite the financial and emotional perks of being married or living with a partner, when it comes to saving for the future, Americans in relationships seem to struggle with communications, and they got very big issues with communicating.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been married to this other person for 40 years, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, my other wife didn't do that. You don't say that.
No. Especially don't call them, use the other name.
Right? I know.
I caught myself doing that the other day. I was talking about my brother. He's in his second marriage.
Yeah.
I said, wonder where. And my brother's name's Jerry Ann, and I said the wrong name.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for a second, I corrected it. My wife already said, don't you dare let them hear you say that. And I'm going, no, they would all die, especially the new wife. And she's been married to him now, I don't know, maybe, well, must be about 20 years since they've got a 20-year-old. I guess that works out.
I have a nephew named Michael Brown and Matthew Brown. And then there's my niece. What is her name? Oh, my God. What is her name? Oh, Megan. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, don't you hate it when you do that, too?
I couldn't remember. Anyhow.
Well, you're getting to the closer the age.
I got brain damage, too. But anyhow, Michael and Matthew both have children. And Michael's got like this one's still wet. She's so new. She's like a year old. And Matthew's got a little boy. It's about six. I can never remember their names.
Yeah.
So I call them Little Michael and Little Matthew.
Uh-oh.
I just can't remember the children's names.
Well, okay. And do they let you get away with that?
Well, they don't care as long as I give them a quarter or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're bad age. So here's some key findings about 1 in 3 Americans in a relationship report that neither they nor their partner are saving for retirement. That's not good.
That is bad.
Among the 36% of Americans in a relationship who report that their partner is saving for retirement, roughly 1 in 5 say they do not know how much their partner contributes. 23% or have any general sense of the total value of the partner's account. That's at 21%. So, okay. Of the 14, I mean, you notice that these numbers are all Googling up.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, right. Of the 14% of Americans in a relationship who have been saving for retirement and have a brokerage account, more than 2 in 5, that's 43%, say they do not consult with their partner before making trade decisions on their brokerage account. Now, think about that. There's no communication going on there. None. And they may feel entitled. And I'm not saying that's wrong or right, but the fact is, there's a lot of independence going on here with 43%, okay? A workplace retirement, such as a 401k, is the main vehicle now for 39% of Americans in a relationship, followed by bank account savings, 31%. Now, that's not real good because banks don't pay much return.
No.
Despite the absence of tax breaks and availability of investing with higher potential returns than cash, more Americans in a relationship use a bank savings account for their long-term retirement funds in their IRAs, 31% versus 25%. That's just not good.
No.
They could be coming to me, and I could put it in the hybrid stock market kind of thing. They called it fixed indexed annuity, like that one I told you about yesterday, that made 25% with that 13% bonus, and it's safe as a day is long. So females are really, really, really more prone to wanting safety, you know, than males. I guess it's the testosterone or whatever in the males.
It could be. So, David, what you're saying is that the lack of communication, just not letting each other know what's going on,
right?
That's going to be a problem for couples who are trying to do retirement savings, and that's the big issue. It's easier to get the money than to communicate about it.
Exactly, Rusty. So that's my biggest challenge a lot of times, and it's a huge challenge for many Americans. When clients come into my office, we work through these risk analysis things. In other words, I ask them questions like, how do you feel about retirement? Do you like to take risks? You're saving money for legacy? Are you saving money for all these different things? In other words, what is it all about? And we give them a little test, okay? Because that's part of financial planning, okay? So you get all this data and results come back as a surprise to a lot of times to the client and the spouse and say, wait a minute. I thought this is what you wanted. No, that's what I want over there. You know, and they never talked about it. They never, and so we open up sometimes a Pandora's box, and sometimes we open up something wonderful. They're going, well, you know, I wanted that too, but I just didn't want to tell you because I just felt like, you know, it wasn't a thing to talk about. You know?
So are you thinking about opening up a couples retirement fund counseling thing? We could have a seminar.
You know, that's a good idea.
And have them little cocktail weenies on a stick.
That's a good idea.
We should probably
do that. I've got some counselors that are clients of mine, and I got some prospective counselors that could be clients of mine. We could we could use their services.
Yeah.
You know, they're experts in this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of things about personalities.
Yeah.
I had no earthly idea. You know, there's 16 different personalities that people have.
Not at all the same time.
No.
Because I've seen that.
There's 16 personalities. Oh,
can you name me a couple?
Well, okay. ESTP is one.
ESTP, what is that?
That's what they said I was, versus an ESFP. ESTPs, that's what Donald Trump is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they say.
What does that stand? Can you tell me what it stands for?
Well, it's something about extrovert, sensory I don't know.
Yeah, he's just wide open.
It's just the things that you can Google it, okay? Uh-huh. Essentially, all these different personalities, you're trying, you know, to mesh together, and you may have an introvert with an extrovert and this and that and the other, and it's just all these different complications. That's why counselors are so good to go to for couples and families. Uh-huh. And I have learned so much in the last few months and years about how good counseling can help people when it's needed.
I was just looking up here. Mine is LBNA.
What on earth is that?
The lazy butt no account. Man, I'm going to Google something else.
Is that what you are?
I guess so. Need to get me a T-shirt. Maybe I'll get a discount.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I have unplugged my headphones.
Uh-oh. Unplugging the headphones never works.
No,
we get it.
It's a big trait of the LBNAs. Why don't we take a quick break?
Well, let's take a quick break, and then maybe we can talk more about personality traits and how they relate to financial when couples are trying to get their plans together.
In the meantime, if you'd like to call us, now would be a good time.
Oh,
2-7-2-9-2-2-8.
If you want to call and tell on your husband, our husband, talk about, now if you call about your wife, but you better be praising
her.
272-9228. We'd love to hear from it, and then we can give you a pizza, and y'all can have a date night.
There
tonight.
We go. And we'll be right back with more Health and Wealth.
Call us.
On News Talk 93.1.
It's free.
Yeah, call it's David Ernest on Health and Wealth. And we'll be right back. I said all that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. 6:30. That means it's 30 minutes and 30 and a half minutes past the hour. Oh, let me turn you on. There you go.
Yeah, we're halfway there, Russ.
Yes, we are. And, you know, our friend Carl, we heard from him earlier.
Yeah, he's supposed to come in here.
Yeah,
he's coming in the door now.
Matter of fact, I see him over there. Hey, Carl, you want to come up? Carl.
Yeah, what you in here for, Carl?
All right, then.
I'm going to let him just sit in for me for a couple of minutes.
Carl, we're talking about couples in here. You got a wife?
No, I ain't got no wife.
Well, you don't have the problem then. We'll have to talk to you about a different time.
I'll tell you a story about my wife.
Okay, go ahead.
I did have one.
You did have one?
Yeah. One day I was going down the road. State trooper got after me.
Oh, no.
And I tried to outrun him.
Yeah?
He pulled me over. He come up to the window and said, how come you tried to get away?
Huh?
And I said, well, my wife run off with a state trooper. And I thought you were trying to bring her back. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl, we don't need that kind of stuff in
Carl
here.
Out of
That's
here.
All right. I'm going to talk to him about his lawnmower money someday, but he comes in here with all that garbage.
Joke is older than me.
He's
going to
get
together.
Us in trouble here.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to bring her back. What a joke. Talking about a teaser, man.
Yeah, that was one right there. You know, but we've been teasing, I guess, about what we were going to talk about was this whole thing with communication. And
yeah, that's what it
and
is.
And couples trying to get their retirement together.
When I go talk to a couple, I always try to find out who the real boss is. Now, I know that sounds bad, but there's always a real like the final say-so person.
Right.
Okay. Now, it can be him, it can be her, or it can be the two together. And so it can be so I try to find out who the boss is. The other thing that you don't want to make the mistake when you're in my business is not leaving them after you talk to them and let them talk to each other. If I'm sitting there trying to ask them to make a decision, and you can tell they're looking at each other like, what do you think? In their eyes, you know, they're cutting back and forth like, you know, they don't want to say anything. I say, well, you know, I need to go to the restroom or I got to go back here and do something. You know, and I give them a few minutes because that's the courtesy of, I know they got to discuss it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, you can hear a little bit of it. And essentially, somebody has a little more say-so or a little more energy involved, but I love it when the two of them really have a good conversation about, you know, why or they want to do it or not do it or whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful to hear that conversation, even if it's from a distance. I like listening to it because it's cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooperation.
You reminded me of a story.
Yeah.
Of course, everything reminds me of a story. If you ever sit next to an old man and he said, that reminds me of a story, you should probably run. But this does remind me of a legitimate story that has something to do with what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
When I first went to college, many years ago, I went to the junior college up in Ellic City. Now, I think they call it something different now, but it was the Ellic City Junior College. And I went on a theater scholarship.
Well, I can believe that.
Well, yeah, and there was a group that I was a member of called the Wind Creek Mummers.
The Wind Creek Mummers?
A mummer is a traveling storyteller.
Really?
And so we learned all these folk tales and these funny little stories, and there was one called Saltin' the Pudding.
Saltin' the Pudding?
Mm-hmm. There was a lady, and she had like 5 or 6 daughters, and they were at home getting ready because the preacher was coming to dinner on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And evidently, real good cooks know you got to put a little salt in the pudding. So she says, all right, I got to go over here and do something.
Yeah.
Somebody make sure they put salt in the pudding.
Yeah.
Well, in turn, each of the 6 daughters walked by and they stir the pudding. And they look. I said, I wonder if anybody put any salt in. Doesn't look like it. So each one of them put salt in the pudding. Well, time come for the preacher to eat some of the pudding. He can't eat it because it's too salty. That just boils right down to, you know, you got to put up a flag. You got to let the
communication.
Other person, yes, you got to let the other person know
communication
that
is so
put the salt
important.
That's just me beating on the microphone.
Yeah, that's important, too.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't. So, this thing called retirement is a love celebration in the long run for couples, you know, if everything works out the way it should. You know, preparing for retirement is just so nerve-wracking to some people. They worry about it, all these things. That's the reason why I like being an asset preservation. You know why? Because asset preservationists don't have to say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be a song.
So what you're saying is at the top of the show, that little cat that, you know, if he had had you working on taking care of his retirement, he would not have lost his asset. Because
could still
tail cut off.
Yeah, have his assets.
Yeah, so don't, you know,
Don't let that happen to you. Call David right now. Now, this is his office number. It's 279-7431. That gets you in touch with him. You can get yourself an appointment, no obligation, and it's absolutely free. So you can take care of that. Or you can call us right now and ask him a question about your finances and your retirement. If you've got retirement with your job, maybe he can do better.
Well,
so you can call us 272-9228.
Yeah. I mean, I love 401ks, uh-huh. and especially when they're contributing matching with you. That's mm-hmm. better return when it's a match. But if you're not getting a match, or if you're in a stingy situation where they're not matching, or, you know, you could call me and we can talk about, you know, doing things differently. But there's a lot of things that you don't get in a 401k. You know, I've talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting off track just a little bit. But the Secure Act, which has not passed, the government is so concerned about guaranteed income
mm-hmm.
that they want to put a guaranteed income product inside the 401ks. A lot of people take money out of 401ks and put them with me or somebody like me, asset preservationists, because mm-hmm. they are scared of what might happen to their funds if it goes down. Now, like I said the other day, these fixed indexed annuities are really blowing the top off everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you get a huge bonus on some of them, and then the returns are coming in over 10%. On the ones that I've been using, that mm-hmm. we're coming in at like 10.15 right now.
Yeah,
the ones this month, and it's just a great thing. The beauty of that is it locks in. Now, you're not guaranteed you're going to make any money next year, but that's the same way with people that are in the stock market. You don't, I mean, like 100% in the stock market,
right?
But the problem with the stock market investment, if you're older, is that it has no bottom. Now, people can invest in more conservative stocks and more conservative investments, but it still has no guarantee that it can't go down, whereas these annuities that I'm talking about have guarantees that you can't lose anything that you've earned and what you've got. So whatever's put in there can never go away. And I have ways to increase that return every year.
Well, I mean, that's an incentive to call right there.
Yeah. So, you know, there's all kinds of things. There was a Harris poll and a NerdWallet.com.
There's that Nerd Wallet.
Yeah, they're a bunch of nerds. You know, they don't know how much their partner has in their savings account. Okay,
right.
So that's that. We've gone over that a little bit.
Yeah.
They haven't told their partner how much they are currently saving for their retirement account. They don't consult with their partner before making trading decisions in their brokerage account or who they're dealing with. So, you know, on and on and on. It just doesn't make sense. They're putting salt, like you were talking, in a wound. And they just keep on putting salt in the pudding and salt in the wound. And again, eventually, it don't feel good when the product comes out of the oven.
Exactly.
It doesn't work when you're not communicating with your partner. Same thing. If I don't communicate with my clients, and I've got a system that they're going to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, I say, if when you call me, I'm going to add more money to your account with a method that I use. And they say, what? How in the world can you do that? For example, this one annuity has a 20% free withdrawal. We can, if you've got a 13% bonus the first year, we can make money, which is coming in at 10.15 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add 13 and 10.15, that's 23 plus there's compounding on top of that. So if you pull out 20% of that and we put it back into another similar annuity that pays a 10% bonus and could potentially make the 10% again because of the way it's investing,
mm-hmm.
then essentially the first year we're locking in 25, 26, 27%. Yeah, you see, but the beauty of it is it can't go away. And that is it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot go away. And I get so sick and tired of people like Ken Fisher
Uh-oh.
Out there Talking bad about these products when the government is trying to put them, you know, in their own methodology, it won't be as good a product. They're trying to stick it in. You know why? Because they're afraid of the future. They know the only thing that's going to really save people's
assets,
is something that's guaranteed kind of program, if there's a for sure thing, income in particular, okay? Uh-huh. And that's what it's all about. You know, somebody told me you can't eat certain things, okay? So, like,
I know
said, investing in gold and all this stuff.
Going, yeah,
I can't eat it.
Can't eat
that
gold.
You can't eat gold. Okay, but you can eat off of money. Income is what you want when you retire. And you've got to have all that stuff. So, communication is a wonderful thing between spouses and partners. It's just a needed thing.
I have a question, and it may take us off subject a bit.
Yeah.
But think about this, and we should maybe even talk to our friend Terry Adams, who's going to come in and do a show with us probably next week.
Yeah, for a conspiracy show.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, suppose there's this big conflagration. The government folds. Martial law, every man for himself. And the money, our money, is no good.
That's right.
Now, that would probably be a time to have gold. I mean, would that be the fall back to currency?
Want my opinion?
What's that?
It wouldn't matter.
Really?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think if something like that were to happen, guns and food would be what you'd want.
Right.
So I'd want to have guns. And something to eat.
Well, if you
can't eat gold, man, and you can't eat paper too easily. Uh-huh. I mean, so if the dollars were no good, you know.
Well, you could take the guns and go out and shoot you some food.
That's true.
That's about
guns and food.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the reason why conservatives don't like the idea of the guns being taken away from. It's just almost like taking the food away from.
Well, especially here in this part of the world where, you know, I got my first .22 rifle.
Yeah.
I was like 9 years old.
Well,
but my daddy would take us out. My brother was younger than me. He was like five or six.
Right.
We would go out. We would shoot. We would go home. He'd put the guns up. We didn't know where.
Mm-hmm.
He'd put the bullets up. We didn't know where. We weren't out just, you know, shooting up the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We learned how to be safe with them. And that's the thing. I mean, if you're safe with a gun, it's going to do what you want it to.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
See, and I don't want to get off on problems that, like, you know, females driving in cars getting captured like this little girl that got captured.
I'll tell you
what. But maybe if she'd had a gun, she could have shot that idiot right between the eyes.
Well,
where he needs to be anyway.
I don't mean, and I'll probably get a call. I think he should have been shot a while back. This guy has got a rap sheet longer than my arm. He has been out on bail for the same thing.
It's ridiculous. How did that happen? Okay, I heard him talking about it on the radio earlier, and I know that we're getting off cue here.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, we do that because, you know, the thing is, we are all about protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my products that I utilize are about protecting your assets.
Yes.
You can't go away. When a little girl like that's right there riding in a car, she should have a gun to protect her but from bodily harm so that she can't go away. You've got all kinds of crazy things. You got people out there that'll kill you because they want something.
Well, there's a thing, and I know, like we say, we're just getting way off subject here. But
seems to make sense.
They've kept the cards pretty close to their chest. They hadn't told a whole lot about it, but footage.
You can guess.
They had the footage from the convenience store.
Yeah,
well, now they have a witness who saw her being abducted. I'm sure they knew.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that
one. I saw that a while ago, and I'm sure that they knew that from the get-go. They just hadn't been putting that out there, you know.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing, that you start putting out facts and people take them.
Well, the way I look at this, I look at this as the government not doing their job. When you let people loose in the population like that, that can do bad things to you. To me, that's just letting things go crazy and not letting people have guaranteed income inside their 401ks. And I think that the government, with this SECURE Act wants to fix that. But you know what?
What?
They're going to rob us on the other end. You know, ain't it always the case that the government, when they're involved, they want to talk about helping you doing something, but on the other hand, they're stealing something away from you.
There you go.
The inherited IRAs are going to be rooked and crooked on us, guys. So we need to really call up our senators and our congressmen and say, look, we're not stupid. We like this thing about their guaranteed income going in the 401ks. We like the idea that you might be able to let us wait until we're 72 before we have to take money out of our pensions and IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are going to retire before then.
Right.
But we don't like the idea of you taking away something that means that we lose more money.
Well, I like the idea of let's taking a short break. Because you're getting wound up, man.
Well, I'm sorry.
You know, you always apologize for it. But you know, folks, I'm not in the habit of lying to you. David is very, very passionate about what he does. And he treats your money like his money. And I don't mean he goes down to the Walmart and loads up on stuff. I mean he takes care of it like it's going to be coming back to him.
Thank you, Russ.
So you call David at 279-7431 and you can set up an appointment and you can see the little vein pop out on his forehead when he gets into this because he really means what he says. And I'm making fun of you a little bit, but it is a fact.
The government don't take care of everything. You know, people need to know what is going on out there.
And I don't know many of us that are financial experts, but David Ernest is. 279-7431. We'll be back with more health and wealth in just moments here on News Talk 93.1.
You know, lately we've been hearing a lot of strange things out of Washington. And I ain't gonna name names, but it seems a certain political party has lost its mind. But all this news will just drive you crazy. Want to get away from it all? Well, jump on the interstate and come on up to the Impeach Park. Lots of good stuff going on at the Impeach Park. We got story time with old Uncle Joe Biden.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Native American arts and crafts with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth, what makes you think you're qualified to handle this arts and crafts booth?
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Uh-huh. And Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, you're leading a group activity. What are y'all doing?
We're legislating, we're investigating, and we are litigating.
Nothing, huh? And Uncle Joe's son, Hunter, is around here somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. Neither does he, but he's getting paid. You know, we even got a petting zoo for the kids.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Joe, get back over to the story corner where you're supposed to be. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from your place. It's the Impeach Park. And look over there. It's President Trump.
Hello.
And there goes Congressman Adam Schiff. Mr. Trump, what's he going to go do?
Kiss Barack Obama's
He's good at that.
He's waiting for three guys in straight razors.
You done told that one, Joe. Come see us at the Impeach Park. You'll be glad you did.
It just isn't true.
Shut up, Nancy, or I'll tell them boys in the white coats where you hiding at.
The Impeach Park. Not to be confused with the Peach Park. Because the Peach Park is really cool, and the Impeach Park does not exist. Pretty much like the evidence the Democrats think they have for impeachment.
Somebody get her a pill.
Yeah, get her two. Yeah, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. That's just one of the funny things
that's
we do.
Funny.
We got a bunch of those. And we were talking about maybe getting, you know, a few jump drives and putting some of that kind of stuff and giving those away to folks who'd like to have them.
Absolutely.
And I want to put them on a jump drive. It's just easier to handle. You know, the CD, you can,
I heard some people were calling up here and talking to Greg about looking for some of that stuff you've done.
Well, there's a lot of it online. All of it. Well, actually, this page you can't get to because I use that for the show.
Yeah.
But we can put some online and you can download it. Or I like the I like the jump drive thing because everybody won't have that. You're like,
well, I'm going to start talking about something. We're going to have another party, another get-together.
Yeah.
I know that we had a bad, during the Halloween party, we had some bad weather.
But you know, that was a real good event.
It was a real good event.
We had a remote.
Yep.
And we had, people bring the kids out and trick-or-treat. We had a witch.
Had a dancing witch.
Yes, she was dancing too.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else?
That's going to be on our next television show. You putting that on there?
We had members of Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces out there throwing down. Did, yeah. And what else?
And
did
we'll
we
bring them back in.
Elvis was there.
How can I forget?
So.
And we had Slap Out Bob.
Yes, we did. And I am going to, maybe I can get some time this weekend and block out some time and work that out.
And we had a lot of free Folklorelli's pizza. And we want to give away another one tonight. A whole pizza. So call at 272-9228 before we go off the air. We got a pizza for you right here. It's piping hot. Ready to go.
If it's piping hot, does it make a noise? Like the thing at the circus?
I think it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got about 7 minutes left. Get out just a little bit early.
Yeah.
So, you want to wrap this up talking about communication?
Communication is a big thing, and that's the problem with humans, especially when it comes to politics. Look at what's going on right now. We have almost complete gridlock. Non-communication. Nobody wants to talk about anything but about maybe removing Donald Trump. And they don't want to talk about passing good laws. They can't even pass the Secure Act because the liberals want to make it so unbearable that the Senate can't even go along with it. And it's just ridiculous, like trying to steal your stretch IRA, your stretch IRA. Steal your money. What's wrong with those idiots up there? And then you got Elizabeth Warren up there running around saying that she's for the little guy. And then she wants to tax us on our pensions, where 70 to 80% of the people that are middle class own most of the money. So she says she's for the little person, but she's not. She's for whatever she can get. And then you have her wanting to pass a national sales tax. We had a guy that's running for Senate call us the other day on our radio show, Bradley Byrne. And he said, she wants to tax us 42%. That means you go down to Walmart, he said, and $10 would cost you $14.20, plus there's probably more tax. What's wrong with it? No communication, just plain insane stuff going on here.
They're nutsy folks. Hey, we've got Roger on the phone.
Okay.
And I think he's interested in the pizza.
Okay.
Roger, you there?
Hey, Roger.
Oh, my goodness, I've lost Roger.
Roger, call back.
This is getting ridiculous.
What happened?
I need to go back to telephone school. Roger, call me right back. You got a pizza, but I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah.
God, I hate that.
Well, anyway, Elizabeth Warren, don't call us. We don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said Elizabeth Warren, and it kind of threw me off.
Well, Elizabeth Warren is not. Look, she's supposed to be the front runner, right?
Right.
That is absolutely insane to want to tax us 42% on our national sales tax, and absolutely insane to want to tax the pensions. You know what that's going to do to our stock market if she gets in there?
It's going
to
mess things up really
all
bad.
You got to do is read all the headlines. It's not a good thing.
Now,
it's
this 42% sales tax, that would be on top of your local sales tax, wouldn't it?
Right.
Man, that's great.
And listen, I've heard some liberal folks say, well, she didn't really say that. Well, what she said makes it work like that, okay? So it really doesn't matter how she said it. It still comes out that way because the things that they want to do are going to be 10 times, 1,000 times probably worse than Obamacare tax. Look what they did to our drugs. Made them go through the roof. We can't even afford them. The kids can't even have insulin anymore.
Hey, Roger, you there?
Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, good. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Did you want to ask us a question, Roger?
He just wanted some pizza.
He just wants some pizza? Okay.
At least he's listening. I mean,
we can give you some pizza.
I am curious. I think my major concern right now is to become debt-free. And once I do that, then to begin investing. And that's probably what I'm going to have to do initially.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, Roger. There's a lot of bad advice out there, and I'm just going to say it. One of them is Dave Ramsey telling people to get out of their complete debt situation before they start investing their money for retirement, and that is just dead wrong, and there's many, many reasons for that. Credit cards are a different story, of course. If you got a lot of credit cards all built up, then, you know, of course, trying to get rid of that is a good thing. But there's other methods to get rid of that other than losing a lot of money. So what kind of debt do you have, Roger?
Well, have a small mortgage, not very large.
Okay.
It's almost paid off. But I do have quite a few credit cards, and I'm trying to get out from under those.
Okay.
And then I am older, and I know that I've already missed the opportunity to start when I was young and let it grow.
Well, how old are you?
61.
Well,
you're just a spry spring chicken.
It's never too late to start the date.
Roger, we are about out of time. What I want you to do is just hang on for me, and I want to get a phone number from you so we can do this pizza thing.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you listening and calling.
Yeah, call me at my office, 279-7431. I'd be glad to give you some pointers and things to help you get going on getting ready for your retirement.
Yes, sir. I enjoy the show. I listen almost every night.
Well, especially when I'm
in the car.
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, feel free to call us. We love phone calls. We love people to get involved. We want questions.
All right, we'll talk to you in just a minute. And doggone it, if I lose, you call back.
Yeah, it was GBA. Make sure you get that pizza.
We're going to have to do a Facebook page.
I'm going to tell you the truth. The name of the show is Health and Wealth. If you saw me, you'd think I don't need a pizza. So
it's okay. Everybody needs a good pizza.
Of Bill Clinton, I'll feel your pain. All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right,
Thank you.
It is about time for us to go. And
okay.
We've been talking about communication, and so I picked a song to go out with that is some communication that you really need. What do you send out if you're in trouble?
Flare?
You know, what do you send out?
S.O.S.
There you go.
Oh, I know that one. I know that song.
Yeah.
You're talking about something from the 70s.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
It's ABBA and
S.O.S.
Or ABBA, whichever you want. S.O.S.
Oh, no, I love ABBA.
Great. We'll be back Monday night right here, 6 o'clock, on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I tried to reach for you, but you have closed.